Second Chronicles chapter 18. And Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage. And after certain years he went down to Ahab, to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that were with him, and urged him to go up against Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he said to him, I am as thou, and my people as thy people, and I will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, this day of the word of Jehovah. And the king of Israel assembled the prophets, 400 men, and said to them, Shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, and God will give it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of Jehovah besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Jehovah, but I hate him, for he prophesies no good concerning me, but always evil. It is Micah the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called a chamberlain, and said, Fetch quickly Micah the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, having put on their robes, sat each on his throne. And they sat in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah made for himself horns of iron, and he said, Thus saith Jehovah, With these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have exterminated them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for Jehovah will give it into the king's hand. And the messenger that went to call Micah spoke to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and declare good. And Micah said, As Jehovah liveth, even what my God shall say, that will I declare. And he came to the king. And the king said to him, Micah, shall we go up against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go up and prosper, and they will be given into your hands. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but the truth in the name of Jehovah? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And Jehovah said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he prophesies no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear ye therefore the word of Jehovah. I saw Jehovah sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And Jehovah said, Who shall entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before Jehovah, and said, I will entice him. And Jehovah said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt entice him, and also succeed. Go forth and do so. And now, behold, Jehovah has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and Jehovah has spoken evil concerning thee. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah went near, and smote Micah upon the cheek, and said, Which way now went the spirit of Jehovah from me to speak to thee? And Micah said, Behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go from chamber to chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take ye Micah, and carry him back to Amon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son. And ye shall say, Thus says the king, Put this man in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I return in peace. And Micah said, If thou return at all in peace, Jehovah has not spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, O peoples, all of you. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and will enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. And the king of Syria commanded the captains of his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, but with the king of Israel only. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, That is the king of Israel! And they surrounded him to fight. And Jehoshaphat cried out, and Jehovah helped him, and God diverted them from him. And it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. And the man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the fastenings and the corslet. And he said to the charioteer, "Turn thy hand and drive me out of the camp, for I am wounded." And the battle increased that day, and the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even. And about the time of the going down of the sun, he died.